Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today here on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and it's a pleasure to welcome this young man to our program each and every time. He's the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, Bill Hanlon. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. You all prepared for the holidays?
I'm never prepared for the holidays, but I'll get there eventually.
At some point, it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's true.
We have an interesting topic to talk about. It's not really about the holidays, I don't think. But this is something I do notice around my home and other places I've heard people mention, too. And that's spider problems. Let's talk about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, and spiders and other insects will get into the house from time to time. And most spiders won't cause any problems. You know, if you get bit by common spiders, that may be no worse than a bee sting. But there are two spiders that we're concerned about, mainly because of where they show up.
And they are?
The first one is the black widow spider, and another one is called the brown recluse.
Now, I've heard of both of those, obviously, and I've always been told to steer clear of them. But my question is, how do you determine? I guess a black widow spider is black. That makes sense. How do you make the determination of what one spider is as opposed to another?
Well, the female black widow is shiny black, and she has an hourglass on her abdomen. I don't think people want to get that close to her.
No, sir.
Take a look, but that's the defining characteristics of a black widow.
And the brown recluse.
The brown recluse is a smaller spider, maybe about the size of a dime, and one of the characteristics that it has is that it has a violin shape on its back.
Violin shape, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both these are poisonous, is that right?
They are poisonous, different types of poisons, though.
Okay.
If the black widow bites you, it's a nerve poison, and it can cause things like cramping, abdominal pain, tremors. It's very rare that it's fatal, but it can cause some severe symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The brown recluse has a bite that will often cause the wound to turn black.
Oh, okay.
It's a very nasty wound. It heals very slowly. And in both cases, if you're bit by these, it's advisable that you go to the hospital.
Oh, okay. So it's serious enough to go to make a hospital visit.
Just as a precaution, yeah.
Okay. Now, where are we likely to find the black widow or the brown recluse? Where they're most likely to be seen? Or is it a specific place in your home, around the home?
Well, you very rarely find black widows in the home, but with people having wood piles, that's a nice home for these. Both of these like to be out of the way. They don't like to be disturbed. So in areas where you very rarely visit, like under decks and things like that, is where you'll find the black widow.
But if you go those places, be on the lookout for them, right?
Right. Black widow forms a webbing. And like I said, in areas where, in basements, things like that, is where you'll find the black widow.
About the brown recluse.
Now, the brown recluse does get into homes, and where you normally find it is in the backs of closets. The reason I bring it up is they may get into Christmas boxes that aren't that have been stored.
Ooh.
So any place that's been undisturbed, they'll get in there. Now, these are more hunter spiders. In other words, they don't really form a webbing.
Okay.
You probably, when you get into areas like closets and things like that, you want to be a little extra cautious.
Our guest is Bill Hanlon. Bill's the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, and we're talking about the spider problems today, and specifically a couple of poisonous spiders, the black widow and the brown recluse. Are either one of them naturally aggressive toward people?
No, they're not.
Okay.
And that's the reason why they like to stay out of the way.
Okay.
And they will only bite in self-defense. So in essence, if you come into direct contact with them, they will bite you.
So if we play nice and stay away, we're okay.
Yeah, definitely.
There are specific ways, I guess you just sort of went over them, for us to avoid contact with them, obviously to steer clear of those places like the wood pile, but you got to go there at different times.
You just need to be extra careful when you're dealing in the woodpile or in the backs of closets, make sure that you examine things closely. If you have an old pair of shoes that's been in the back of a closet for a while, you want to maybe want to examine those carefully to make sure that there's nothing in there. But just being cautious is the best way.
Bill, are there other poisonous spiders in our part of the world here?
Not really. Those are the main two. There is another spider that gets into the home that causes concern, and that's the wolf spider.
Okay.
And the reason why it causes a concern, it can get rather large.
Oh. It's
not as big as a tarantula, but, you know, they can get the size of a half dollar or something like that. And they're are hunters also. They don't form webbing. They look intimidating because of the size, but they're really not. They'll bite you, yes, but it's not considered nearly as serious as brown recluse and black widows.
I'm pretty sure I've seen a couple of those around, and you're right, they are intimidating.
They are. I usually just try and scoop them up with a paper towel and throw them outside because they are considered beneficial. They hunt other insects and things like that.
Oh, okay, great. Bill, if folks have questions about what we talked about today or maybe just concerns about what they're seeing around their home, they can contact you, I suppose.
They can give me a call at area code 336-651-7333.
And that is the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, the Wilkes County Director, Bill Hanlon. Thanks for joining us today, Bill. And if I don't talk to you again before the holidays are all said and done, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.